Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And the show weekly brought to you by YouBeauty.com and Morning Light Multivitamins. Guest time, 35 past the hour, Dr. David Sidransky, one of the world's most renowned oncologists and scientists in the world, director of the Head and Neck Cancer Research Division at Johns Hopkins School, and professor of oncology and at Johns Hopkins University and Hospital. He'll talk about Champion's tumor graft. It essentially, and he'll get into this in detail with Dr. Mike, it's an approach that's used to determine the appropriate treatment for cancer patients. And it's an interesting story, an interesting procedure. We'll speak with him at 35 past the hour. In the meantime, more of the top medical stories of the week, and another study out this week, Dr. Mike, that questions the value of mammography. What can you say about that?
Well, this is an interesting study. It was done in Canada, and it was a very meticulous study. They took women who were 40 to 59 years of age, 89,000 of them. Half of them got yearly mammography, that is, every year they had a mammogram. The other half did not. And then they looked at survival rates over the next 15 years. So this is a huge study. And I'll tell you why it was criticized, but what they found was no difference in survival rates between the group that got mammograms and the group that didn't. Now, why was it criticized? Well, there are two major criticisms. One is this was done in Canada by what you would call not perfect radiographic studies. So these weren't very good. They weren't people who specialized just in doing mammograms the way it is done in the United States. It's one of the differences between our systems. And the second is that a huge number of the people, the women who had mammograms, had very severe breast cancer diagnosed in the first 2 years. So I was wondering if there was a flaw in what we call the randomization schedule, how people were allocated one group versus another. Those are the two main criticisms. But what this does, and many other studies have found different from this one, but have been much smaller studies. So this one has a fair bit of weight. What actually happens with it, whether women will start having to pay for mammograms and it not being offered as a prevention, will really depend on the public reaction to this. But for now, the worry is that if you thought a mammogram was beneficial, as many people and many scientists in this area do, this may question whether they will be paid for by your insurance company or even by Medicare.
That's not right to me. Preventative tests should be taken care of. How can you make somebody pay for a preventative test that could possibly save your life? Doesn't make sense.
Well, the reason is because it didn't save lives in this study. And so the question is this just an extra cost with no benefit? Everyone had what is called a clinical breast exam, a breast exam every year by a physician. So the question is, does the mammogram add anything to that? And the answer is, in this study, it didn't. In several others and in many others in the United States, where they've had the mammograms done by people who just specialize in mammography with better radiologic techniques, they have shown a difference.
Can a mammogram show something in a woman's breast before a self-examination may indicate something to a woman? Women have to, you know, check themselves periodically. Would a mammogram show something earlier before any kind of physical, you know?
Well, that's the hope of the mammograms, and that's why this study was done. Does it show things earlier, and is that more amenable to therapy? So we don't know the answer to that fully, which is why this study and many others have been done, and now we've got contrasting views on the results of that. So if you would have said that if it would have showed things earlier, you would have a improved 15-year survival rate, but since you don't, maybe it isn't showing things earlier.
It also suggests... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, insurance companies can't just drop paying for the screening just based on one study, right?
No, that's right. They wouldn't drop it based on this, but if the Preventive Services Task Force and a number of other groups, American Cancer Society, et cetera, say you don't need the screening, then it may get dropped. So it depends a lot on public reaction, as well as other studies and analysis of all the studies taken together.
It doesn't sound like there's any definitive research that indicates what the actual value of a mammogram is yet, right?
That's really the problem, and at the same time, it's a moving target because the mammograms are clearly getting better and better and better with time.
Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com. On the phone, if you want to speak with Dr. Mike Royzen, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211, or Udocs@gmail.com. Bridget suggested after the show today, stop by Burger King and pick up a Big King. I haven't heard about it yet. Sounds interesting. Tell me about it.
Well, Burger King, it looks to me, in my own humble opinion, that Burger King is trying to kill more people than anybody else with their quality of food.
No,
and
it's
so
true.
They have gone to an extreme in trying to get people to have inflammation in their body with this greater amount of red meat, flame-cooked red meat, and outdo, if you will, McDonald's in the amount of calories they're able to give people, and to see if they can get people both with inflammation and obesity at the same time. So this one has caused me to say, I'm going to boycott Burger King. This just is ridiculous.
But it's a bargain. There's no increase in price.
What is the Big King? How big is the Big King?
Well, there is an increase in price because the main price you pay is cancer and heart disease.
Yeah.
Right.
And
no,
so
I'm,
that isn't counted in the actual dollars you pay at the surface, but that is what happens to your health. It corrupts your health, and that corrupts America's job competitiveness. So I really believe that we've got to, the only way we're going to get these companies, it seems to me, to understand that they influence health and that they have a responsibility towards this is to either get them to have to pay the extra insurance cost when someone has this, or to say, no, we're going to boycott this, and a certain percentage boycott it because they're doing things that degrade America's job competitiveness, that degrade America's health.
Right, and they're doing it in their own best interest, obviously, which I think is
well, they're a business. I mean, what they, you know, they're a business. You know,
right.
It's the bottom line. I do an interesting thing when I go to a fast food joint, and it's typically to buy coffee on the way to work or something. And usually there's somebody ahead of me, usually four or five or six cars ahead of me before I get coffee. But I always kind of look. I look at the size of the bag that is handed to the person in the car from inside through the drive-through window, and you've got the huge bag with the food, and then hold on a second, you get your drink, and you've got these big cups coming out of whatever they're getting with, you know, soda or whatever. But man, some of the stuff that people take out of these places, the bags are enormous. They're massive.
Oh my God,
well, you hope they're buying for a family, right?
Well,
or 10 friends.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with our guest. It's an interesting conversation. It's Dr. David Sidransky, and he's one of the world's most famous oncologists and scientists, as well as the director of head and neck cancer research at Johns Hopkins University. And Dr. Sidransky will tell us about the Champions Tumor Graft, where not everybody's cancer treatment is the same. Sometimes you have to test the drugs on humans until you find the right cancer treatment. In the meantime, patients can get sicker, so perhaps this Champions Tumor Graft would fix that situation. We'll find out right after the timeout on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Royzen on Radio MD. Stay well.